This is Ozarks at Large. It's the 27th of September, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Bikes and blues and barbecue happening everywhere. Jody Beznoska had to come right through that to get to our studio today.
Well, wasn't too bad. Not yet, anyway.
Well, you came in the morning.
I did, yes. But my office sits just in the perfect place to listen to soundcheck in the big parking lot across from the Art Center every day.
Should mention Jody, of course, is Vice President of Communications at Walton Art Center. And Walton Art Center is kind of taking a breather during BB and BBQ.
Yeah, we're definitely going to, you know, slow down a little bit during this week. We'll have staff in the, you know, in the center, and they'll be helping out. The bikes, blues, and barbecue organizers are going to have vendors and everything on our plaza. So we'll be involved, but we're not, you know, presenting a band or doing any of that this year. So we're a little quiet this week, but next week. Mm-hmm. We got all kinds of stuff kicking off next week, including our new exhibition in the gallery, the Kathy Thompson mm-hmm. piece called 20 Years.
Christina, you talked to Kathy.
I did, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I went there earlier this week. And,
oh, so you got to look
have
at
a story
it.
On tomorrow. Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they fun?
Yes. They are a lot of fun.
Well, and when I say they, I mean Kathy has designed 20 different, she calls them H boxes.
History boxes.
Yeah. And if you've ever been to Bordino's, you've seen them in there. But she's created 20 of those for Walton Arts Center to celebrate our 20-year anniversary. We want to invite everyone to the opening party for that, which is on the 4th of October, which is next week. First Thursday we'll be going on the square, and then we'll be having our little reception down at Walton Arts Center. We'll have food, we'll have music. Kathy will be there to do gallery talks and answer questions. And we also have another exhibition in the same space by a woman named Letitia Huckabee.
Right.
And she will be here as well. So it'll be a great night for visual arts. And there's going to be some fun little, you know, share your memories of Walton Arts Center and hopefully some music and a big, big open house. And we want as many people to come as we can. So that's Thursday evening. I think it starts at 5:30 or 6 o'clock, something like that. That's the 4th. On the 5th, we will have a concert benefiting the Saving Grace organization. And the band playing there will be Point of Grace.
A contemporary Christian trio that is loved by millions.
Yes, definitely. That's Friday the 5th. That's a 7 p.m. concert. On Monday the 8th, the University of Arkansas Music Department will start their concerts already. My goodness.
You're in the middle of the semester.
I know. They just
like
got
school
here,
just
though.
Started.
That is amazing. So that's on Monday the 8th. That's the University of Arkansas Wind Symphony and the Symphonic Band. Mm-hmm. And then on the 9th, Mr. Don Williams, the Gentle Giant.
I cannot wait.
Will be performing. On the 9th, that's a 7 p.m. show. Tickets are going pretty quickly for that one, so get those in advance if you can. On the 11th, another university concert, the Fall Choral Showcase. And on the 12th, we will have Brantley Gilbert out at the Amp. So that will be under the stars. Hopefully it will be not too cold.
Is he a country singer?
He is, yes. He is a
up-and-comer, as they say.
Exactly. A young and up-and-comer. And that's a 7:30 start time for Brantley, although there's always opening acts, so that time is a little flexible. And then, speaking of the Amp, on the 16th, the long-awaited appearance by the Avett Brothers.
Yes.
Which
yes.
we're all very excited about. That's the 16th. That's a 7:30 show.
So it is at the Amp. Mm-hmm. I had heard a rumor that it had been moved to the Walton Art Center. So
I've not heard that
okay.
rumor.
Okay. I just wanted to clear it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
At the Amp.
Yeah,
I don't think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. It is at the Amp. And again, you know, there's no tent. So this will be under the stars. And, you know, we just hope it's not too chilly, but or not raining. No rain. We don't want any of that.
We'll take chilly over rainy.
Yeah. That,
I can wear my North Face. Yeah. Just don't rain on me.
Yeah, exactly. A little blanket wouldn't be too bad. And then on the 18th of October, there are two concerts going on. There is a performance by a group called Dayglow out at the Amp as well. And then we will have the second show in our 10x10 art series, a performance by a musical group from Morocco. This is part of the Caravanserai project that we're doing with the University of Arkansas. It's meant to increase understanding and engagement with art from Islamic countries. And gosh, you know what? I don't even think I'm going to try to say the name of the group because I will probably butcher it. But it's going to be a really interesting and colorful and unique musical experience. And that's on the 18th. That is a $10 ticket for the most part. On the 19th, the Tokyo String Quartet will be performing.
Final tour.
We won't get – this is the last chance we'll get to see them. And both of those 10x10 shows will have a pre-show creative conversation, obviously, prior to the performance. And then lots more 10 by 10 things going on. Another university concert on the 23rd of October. This is the Symphony Orchestra. And then we will have the LA Theater Works production of Pride and Prejudice on October 26th. And LA Theater Works is a group we've had, I think, maybe three times here in Northwest Arkansas.
Year.
Yeah, they're a really interesting and fun company. They're a radio theater company. So they perform, but they also will use live sound effects, and they may be there with a script. Like not necessarily a fully conceived production.
If you had been in a radio studio mm-hmm. in the 30s, 40s, or 50s and seen something, this is what you would have seen if you had been a radio engineer or something.
Right.
Because you didn't have to memorize your lines because you had the script.
Right. So they create this really – they usually interpret classics and find new ways to do them. But they're really – it's interesting because you will have the sound engineers up there so you can see how they make the sounds. And you'll see how people, you know, change roles and it's all right there. It's very stripped down. It's great.
If you go to their website, they have many of their events there that you can listen to. And it's fascinating just to listen to. To see them is a whole nother element.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool. They're one of my favorites. I've really enjoyed them. And so this one is Pride and Prejudice, which is a beloved story. So it will be fun to see how that is done.
Which I have to admit, never read.
Well,
Is
it a girl thing?
It might be a girl.
I think it might be a girl thing.
Well, I'm not going to say that. I mean, I think Jane Austen is a respected author no matter what. That's one that has...
Little Women?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Was
okay.
That?
Okay.
Wait, that wasn't Jane Austen, though,
No, but that's
wasn't.
Another girl.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
I love Little Women. I love Little Women.
Yeah. Okay. Pride and Prejudice, you know.
Have you read the sequel? Little Men?
No.
Not as good, but still good.
Well, that sounds like a guy thing.
No, it's about... it's anyway.
Anyhow, speaking of guy things or boy things, yes. I do want to remind everyone that Shrek is coming in the end of October. It starts on the 30th and runs for 8 performances. So there are lots of tickets to Shrek. If anyone tells you it's sold out, they're not right. There are plenty of seats available. And we are running Shrek over the Halloween holiday, which I know is, you know, you may not think about taking your kid to see a show on Halloween, but if you're gonna take them, you should take them to Shrek. And we're gonna have all kinds of activities going on. We're gonna have trick or treating in the lobby. We're gonna have a costume parade. Hopefully, the cast will come out in costume, and there'll be lots of chances to have a good time.
A production directed by Fayetteville native Jason Moore.
That's right.
Talk to him briefly next week on Ozarks at Large. His first feature film comes out nationally a week from tomorrow.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Pitch Perfect.
That's perfect. I love that.
Yeah, Pitch Perfect is the name of it.
About
starring
a group of singers?
Yeah. Anna Kendrick is the main star. She was in Up. No, not the anime. Up in the Air with George Clooney.
Oh, okay.
She was the female
lead
in that. She's in it. So anyway.
I didn't know that. I didn't know he was working on a film. That's
great.
It's really fun when we have shows that he's involved with because he directed the original Broadway production of
Avenue Q,
and he also did Shrek, and he also worked on the touring production of Les Mis,
right.
All of which will have been through here in the last couple of years. So that's always fun. So yeah, that takes us through October. I can't believe September's gone almost.
Me either.
3 more days.
Darn near.
Amazing.
Jody Beznoska is
Vice President of Marketing with Walton Arts Center.